My story starts 13 years ago when I met what would become my wife, Jan Baum. When I met Jan, we were both freshly minted faculty at a very small little art college out in Portland, Oregon. I was married at the time when I met her.
Ooh.
She had nothing to do with that. And when we first met each other, we didn't particularly like each other. I thought she was kind of prissy. She thought I was kind of an arrogant punk. She was right, I was wrong. So one of the nice things about working at this college was it was very small, and since Jan and I were new faculty, we tended to be lean on each other for support and help each other through the trials and tribulations of being a new faculty member. And about a year after getting this job, I went through a very messy divorce. I don't know that there is any such thing as a non-messy divorce. So that was a difficult time. Jan was a very good friend to me during that time period. She actually found me a house to buy in her neighborhood that had a studio and was a wonderful little California bungalow. No, she had nothing to do with it, so don't think that way. And so I moved into that house and continued making my art, and Jan lived around the corner and was making hers, and year went by, and I began to think, this woman is really smoking hot. And brilliant, and very driven, and just somebody that I completely admired and started to grow more and more interested in a romantic way, and started to make overtures in that direction. And the response I received was, no, career, marching on career, don't have time for relationship, go away. And so she built this big wall that I had to kind of start to chisel away at in order to get her to notice me. And being that we were both teachers and not making very much money, Jan had a cute little house that was empty. Since I was a furniture maker, I started to make her pieces of furniture and leave them on her porch. And the phone calls that I would get after she'd find them would consist of, "Who the hell do you think you are leaving this on my porch? I don't want you." You know, on and on and on. And then it would end with, "Thank you for the chair." And so, brick by brick, I broke away at this wall. And again, she was a very driven individual. And I would, in order to see her, I would have to make her dinner and come over and kind of slide in on the door of her studio and then have the plate come back. And then I'd say, goodbye, and I'd, you know, run back to my studio and continue to work, and I would come over and I'd clean her house for her and do all kinds of things. I built a fence for her dog to keep in the yard and wired her studio, and slowly but surely she began to think of me as, he's kind of hot too. And I thought, sweet. And so we started to date, and it was going along very well, and then her folks were due to come to visit to help me put a new roof on her house. And Jan is a very private person. She has keeps her cards close to the vest, and I'm completely the opposite. I'm very outgoing, very gregarious, and wear my heart on my sleeve. So we had lots of discussions about the fact that our relationship was a secret from our colleagues. And so it was also a secret from her parents, as I came to find out when they were coming to visit. And so we were out to dinner about a week before they were due to arrive, and she was acting very strange and very nervous, and I thought, oh no, I'm going to get my walking papers. And it just had that kind of feel, you know. And finally I said, you know, what the hell is going on? What's wrong with you? And she said, look, my folks are not going to like the fact that you're divorced. They're very, very conservative, and they're going to have a horrible time with that. So, you know, I just don't know if I can tell them that we're together. And so I thought, great, another wall that I have to break down. So her folks came out to visit, and when I met her mom, she said to me, oh, you're the divorced neighbor. And I thought, yeah, and who's putting a roof on your daughter's house? How do you like that, lady? And so for 3 days, I worked on this roof in the heat with her father. And the only audible sound this man made to me in the 3 days was we were looking at the sunset on a particularly nice day, and I said, wow, nice sunset. And I heard the sound of someone breaking wind. And it wasn't me. And that was basically all the conversation we had. So another year passes, and by now she's broken the news to them that she's actually very seriously involved with a divorced man. And they invited us to their family 4th of July event that they have every year at their beach house in Ocean City, New Jersey, and it's a very big event. So I was very excited to go, and I was the boyfriend. You know, I was just no longer the divorced neighbor. And so I was really nervous and was excited, and we flew to New Jersey, and we were there, and we were there with her grandparents and her sister's husband and her two kids and her mother and father, and it was, you know, like the American Gothic painting out in front of me, these people just... who don't speak. They don't really carry on any conversation other than me talking like I'm much like I am now, rambling on and on and on. So we're there one day. We all go to the boardwalk to ride the rides. I hate riding rides. I get sick on rides. And of course, the niece and nephew want to go on the rides. And Aunt Jan has to go, and so does her new friend. And so I said, oh, I don't want to go. And they forced me to go. And of course, the very first ride we have to go on is the Tilt-A-Whirl, which spins in a circle. Yay. So I get on this thing with them, and this thing's going around and around and around for seemingly days. And I'm getting more and more sick, and I'm doing my best to try to hold it together, and I'm, you know, talking to myself, going, okay, you can do this, it'll be fine, don't worry about it, don't think about anything but the fact that you're getting sick. And finally the thing comes to a stop, and my stomach is just turning and churning, and I'm covered with flop sweat, and I'm thinking, oh, if I can just get off this thing and just walk, I'll be okay. And so I'm walking towards the family in a row, and my stomach starts to contract, and my mouth starts to water, and I know what's coming, and I've got nowhere to hide. And all of a sudden it just comes up, and through some sheer will, or I liken it to the fact that I'm so in love with this woman, my jaw stayed closed. And my mouth filled. And through even more love, I took a big gulp and brought it all down. No one knew, except my future mother-in-law, who looked at me and said, Rich, you don't look well. And I said, no, Jeanette, I don't feel well. And she put her arm around me and said, well, no more rides for you. So whenever we're in an argument and I say, I love you so much I'd swallow my own vomit, it means something.